Well, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit, Monday morning, December the 2nd of 2019. The Thanksgiving holiday is over.
I have so much to catch you up on.
Is family gone?
Yes.
Not all of ours is gone yet.
Hmm.
So, we still have that going on. It's also Cyber Monday. We'll talk about that as we go throughout the show this morning. It's also, as I've dubbed it, Jana Kramer Appreciation Day today.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
A big reunion of E.T. and Elliot happened over the weekend, which made, you know, like seven-year-old Brandon super, super happy. We had all kinds of Thanksgiving drama and disasters because that's the holiday, right?
We do have a lot to catch up on.
Not just my family, but I believe your family had them as well.
Correct.
So we'll run through all of that as we go throughout the show this morning. And nothing says Monday like waking up with brain fog. And then driving to work, and you're in a hurry, and literally someone is going 25 miles below the speed limit.
Oh.
I'm like, hey, maybe step on it just a little more than that. Literally 25 miles below the speed limit.
That's somebody that does not want to get to work.
No, exactly. Welcome to Monday, everybody.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 2002 and Rascal Flatts had the number one song in country music on this day.
I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to.
Rascal Flatts in These Days, number one on this day in 2002.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Aren't the holidays supposed to be relaxing?
Yes.
Y'all, it was not relaxing at all. It was like constant.
Uh-huh.
Something all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting here thinking, like, there's people who, you know, didn't go anywhere for the holidays or didn't have family come in, and they might have had 4 days.
And I was seeing pictures of people, like, with their legs propped up and, you know, with their glasses or, you know, their coffee or whatever. And I wasn't in that place.
No, it wasn't realistic. Like, I remember when Thanksgiving was one day. Right?
Yes.
Like you'd go somewhere on Thursday and then it was like done.
Right. And you had time to do whatever.
That's why it's a holiday break.
Right.
I literally wanted to come back to work. Did you?
Yes. I was like, man, this is so much work.
I know that. And like, because we have family from out of town who was here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, so they come in and they get here, like they were home. What day did we get off work? Wednesday, I guess. So then all of a sudden, it's like, by the time I get home at lunch, they're there.
So you didn't even have time to mentally prepare.
I had to go buy lunch for everybody when I left work.
Wow.
And I'm like, all right, let me get everybody's plates ready. Oh, now I have to go to the grocery store.
And there's one thing. So you have the Thanksgiving meal and you have the, quote, leftovers. But when people stay, you have more meals than just Thanksgiving. Because the leftovers run out when you have a lot of family there.
Yep. We need chili and we need this and we need that. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I messed up so bad on preparing for Thanksgiving, like the meal. Like I had the turkey and I did that really early.
Yeah.
I literally went to the store. This is going to sound awful. 4 times for Thanksgiving stuff.
The day before?
One time the day of. Because I didn't buy for the, I don't know what I needed, maybe for the dressing, the cream of chicken soup or something like that.
That's bad.
Had to go
back
Thanksgiving day.
I would have sent people. If I would have been cooking, I would have sent people.
Yeah, but see, if I send my wife to the store, you know what she's going to do?
Buy more than what you want her
totally.
To.
Totally. Like I needed $1.30 worth of stuff. And if I sent her, it'd be $50 later. I'm like, I'm better off to hedge my bets and go for $1.30 than to let her go to the store.
So you're saying you're glad to be back at work.
And it sounds awful to say that, doesn't it?
It was really good seeing family, but yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, so we're finally done with all of it. Well, kind of. Is this bad? Should we not say that?
Who's still there?
Listen, we're not going to name names at this point in the morning. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We want to introduce you to our kinfolks, Sam Hunt.
Do you still feel like that after the holiday?
Yeah, man.
Good.
We're going to do the holidays at your house. Since you're used to having the big festivities, mm-hmm. no longer will I do anything in my house.
Okay.
So tonight on TV, Monday Night Football, the Seahawks and the Vikings. We have Mary Beth Bird in the top 10 yeah. on The Voice. The Great Christmas Light Fight also is back on TV tonight. And what I'm looking forward to is Garth Brooks, the A&E documentary.
Yeah.
That's on TV tonight. Mm-hmm. It's called Garth Brooks, The Road I'm On. If you haven't seen the trailer is up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Got your gossip on the way here in just a few minutes.
Not only is she the artist of the decade and the woman of the year, but she's now a cover girl. Got your gossip on Taylor Swift next.
And Pete Davidson is so proud of his new comedy show, he's actually threatening people with lawsuits. We'll tell you all about it. Got your gossip on the way in 3.5.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Taylor Swift. So she's on the cover of the January issue of British Vogue. So basically with the theme, new decade, new style. But she looks very chic. She looks updated. She's got this honey blonde hair with bangs. I think she looks prettier now than she's ever looked. But inside the issue, Taylor's interviewed about her role in the upcoming movie adaptation of Cats. And alongside her is also Andrew Lloyd Webber, who is the creator of the Broadway musical. But inside the article, she talks about basically stepping into acting, owning what you make. So I'm guessing she's talking about her music.
Yep.
And loving the weirdness of Cats. So you can see all of Taylor's British Vogue pictures. We have them up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Got your gossip on Pete Davidson. He was the one who dated Ariana Grande, the SNL guy. Who else did he date? He dated somebody else really famous.
Kate Beckinsale.
He did that for a minute. Now he's dating Cindy Crawford's daughter. So he's got a new comedy show, and evidently he's so proud of the comedy show that he is threatening people who attend with lawsuits if they tell his jokes.
Man.
He's making people sign a $1 million NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement, basically saying that what you see, you can't tell anybody about. Can you imagine?
Man.
Like, how do you enforce that?
I don't know.
But it's a pretty serious deal, and Pete Davidson is awful proud of himself.
So, Gotcha Gossip on the Pussycat Dolls. They're back. Over the weekend, they performed together for the first time in almost 10 years on the UK version of The X Factor. So, all of the five original members were there, including your girl, Nicole Scherzinger.
Okay. Scherzinger. Throw an L in.
Did I say it right? Scherzinger.
You're slurring it.
Scherzinger. That's kind of hard to say. But Anyway, they ended, they did Buttons, they did When I Grow Up, they did Don'tcha, they did all of their major stuff. But they're saying, there's sources out that there's going to be an album out next year for the Pussycat Dolls. Yeah.
All right, let's go back and take a listen to some of it. I haven't seen it yet. Oh.
Let's just say there's some water involved.
This is the Pussycat
Very
Dolls.
Flash dance-esque.
They beat the Spice Girls, I'll tell you that. Don't they?
Just a little bit.
They make the Spice Girls look silly.
Let's go, baby.
But these are all girls in their 30s, late 30s. I love it.
You do it.
Yeah. Let's just say they're in shape.
You think? I think she's in better shape now than she was 10 years ago.
They look good.
All right, I'll finish that here in just a few seconds.
All right.
What? What? Is that weird?
Yes.
And of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we got you gossip. Brandon Baxter in the Morning. So it's Jana Kramer Appreciation Day. My posts are out there in case you've been waiting for those.
So they have started.
Oh, yes. They'll go all day today.
Sweet.
Also, Thanksgiving meal prep, Terrified Kai coming up. I'll tell you why. It was kind of interesting in my house. All that on the way here in a few minutes. Thanks for starting your morning with us. We appreciate that. We know it's early, we know it's Monday, and we know it's cold.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We did the Thanksgiving meal over the weekend, right? And Kai woke up with me at about 6:45.
Wow.
On Thanksgiving morning. Because we had gotten the turkey ready, mm-hmm. you know, to defrost it, but we had to inject it because we were going to inject that Creole butter.
Oh, okay.
So the turkey comes out, and I'm like, I don't know if this thing's all the way thawed. It had been in the refrigerator for 6 days. But it felt a little bit like on the inside, so I had to run some water over it.
Well, it's still better than what you did last year, which is waited the night before.
Yeah, I cooked a frozen turkey in the microwave. You can do frozen foods in the microwave,
sure.
Right? So might as well go ahead and do it like that. So I'm getting ready to get this turkey ready, and I can't get the thing off the legs. You know how you have to take the little thing off the legs to get the legs apart? Because you got to take out the giblets and stuff like that. Well, number one, I couldn't find the giblets, so I thought my turkey didn't have giblets. But I found them after I had cooked it.
Oh.
No, they were there. But I thought I reached in there, but it was kind of cold inside that turkey. Mm-mm. Like, I don't know if this is good, because it's real early in the morning. But the biggest surprise of the entire thing was, you know how like the turkey neck is stuffed up in there?
No, I don't, because I've never done it, which is exactly why I have someone do this for me.
Yeah, so the turkey neck is in there, and I have to try to open the bird and get the turkey neck out. Do you know what it looks like? Do you know what a turkey neck looks like?
Try to explain it.
I don't know how.
I want you to try.
Let me paint the picture. We're in the kitchen, puffy eyes, man. I'm tired, right? I know it's going to be a long Thanksgiving. So I reach into this bird and I'm trying to pull on it. I'm tugging on it, right? Both hands trying to pull out the neck of this turkey.
So this is at the top end of the bird.
It's coming out the hole.
Okay.
So I guess where is that?
Okay. Well, I think there's probably.
No, I think it's the bottom end. I think I'm pulling on the bottom end.
All right. Well, that's not the neck there, buddy.
Here's the deal. No, it was the neck, because for whatever reason, they tucked the neck in. You're an idiot.
I'm having issues with understanding the anatomy of this bird.
Well, I don't think the neck is still attached. I don't have
what
the head.
They shove it in.
I don't know why they do that. I guess maybe somebody eats it. I don't know. Imagine if somebody took your neck off and stuck it.
I don't.
So anyway, I got this bird, and it's on the counter, and I'm tugging at it, and it's not coming out, right? And it's like, I got two hands around it, and I'm pulling on it.
I really wish you would have had your son, like, video.
And Kai's like, Dad, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to get this out, because it's still kind of cold and maybe a little bit frozen on the inside. And I'm like, whoop, whoop, one, two, bam, and it pops, and all of a sudden, out comes the turkey neck, right? Uh-uh. And Kai was like,
like you had killed it again.
He said, Dad, what is that? Because he thought it wasn't the neck of the turkey that I pulled
Wait,
out.
Are you about to show me a picture? Stop it.
This is what a turkey neck looks like.
Oh my goodness. That came out of it?
Any idea what Kai thought that was?
I'm going to say I know exactly what Kai thought it was.
So he was really worried about this turkey and kind of proud of him at the same time. I wanted to post that picture to my social media. I'm like, Leslie, it's Thanksgiving and it's a turkey neck.
It's a turkey neck.
And she's like, uh-uh, you're not posting that.
Post it now.
Do you think I should?
On your story.
What does it look like to you?
A turkey neck.
I'll give you one choice, Kelly. What does that look like?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there's a 43-year-old woman from New Jersey, and she was checking out in the express lane at the grocery store.
Okay.
When a woman called her out for having too many items.
Ooh, I always worry about that.
The argument quickly escalated, and they started throwing punches and biting each other.
Oh, my gosh.
Another woman also wound up getting damaged when she tried to break up the fight, and the woman who had too many items bit her in the leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Both of the women in the fight were charged with disorderly conduct, and the woman who had too many items was also charged with simple assault. But speaking of fighting in line at a store, why did the octopus beat the shark in a fight?
I have no idea why.
Because the octopus was well armed.
We waited the whole break to come back for that one.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for starting your morning with us.
I prayed for you over the weekend.
You needed to. I probably need some prayers today, as a matter of fact. So the Thanksgiving holiday thing is supposed to be not stressful, right? And blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I pitched an idea. And you know, I'm not typically the movie idea pitcher.
Right.
Like, I have a movie I want to watch. I want to watch Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, it's fun.
Right? And my wife was like, I'm just not sure if that's appropriate for Kai to watch it. I guess because there's some words in it. But like there's edited versions of it.
Mm-hmm, true.
And then Kai reveals he's seen it with Meemaw and Papu.
Right.
So he's ready to watch it. To me, it's the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
It's a good one.
And legitimately, it's celebrating its 30-year anniversary this week. So think about that as you prepare for your holiday gatherings. And if you need a few moments to de-stress, I think that's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
But I kind of had a Clark Griswold moment.
Did you staple yourself to the roof?
No.
Did you fall off the ladder?
Did not do that. Did not get fired either, as a matter of fact.
Did you envision a model in your backyard in a swimming pool?
Pretty much every day.
That's weird.
No, I did. I had an incident that caused me to yell, scream, bang stuff, and all that kind of stuff. And I felt like Clark Griswold for a second because I was frying out.
Were you outside?
I was in the garage.
But was it open?
No, but there's no way that if anybody was outside, they heard it. Because I said some words I shouldn't have said on Thanksgiving. I did. Bad.
So you let everyone know how thankful you were.
Oh, I almost cried.
What happened?
I was so mad, I almost cried. And my mother said that when I left, she went into her room and cried.
What?
Because she said she saw me fry out, have my complete Clark Griswold moment. And when I did that, she said it took her back to me being a child and being helpless and her not being able to help me.
So you threw a fit?
Yes. Can I set the scene for it?
Sure.
So I'm trying to do Thanksgiving early, right? Because we're going to go to Meemaw and Papu's for Thanksgiving, and then I'm doing a separate Thanksgiving meal, the same foods, basically, but I'm making it for other people for the second meal of the day.
Okay.
Like, I don't have to have the stress, but I took it on myself, right? Because I'm going to do that.
Because you're just that kind of guy. You're a stand-up guy.
Stand up, right? I'm that guy. Mm-hmm. So anyway, me and Kai start prepping the dressing the night before. And we get all the stuff that we need, and we're like so excited because we're going to go ahead and bake it and have it in the refrigerator outside. And it's going to be good for the next day. All you have to do is heat it up. Well, I forgot some stuff for it. And we realized this after I had made the cornbread and put in the chicken and the celery and the onions. I put all that in there, and it looks like it's going to be great, but I didn't buy the cream of chicken soup that needs to go in this dressing recipe that
I
have.
You got to have the cream of chicken soup.
Didn't have it. So I'm like, golly, I go outside, I put it in the outside fridge. The next morning, I wake up and I run to the store and I get the cream of chicken and I mix it up. And this
surprising, there was some left.
This dressing is going to be amazing, I can tell. So I bake it, right? And it's baking and baking and baking and baking. And we have to go to her mom's house, Leslie's mom's house at noon. And at about 12 exactly, I'm like, oh, that's not really done all the way. I'll have to finish this when we get home from meal number one. So I get the big old tray of dressing out of the oven. And I walk into the garage. Leslie opens the garage, the back door for me to go out and put this into the refrigerator. And she was in a hurry because we're never on time. And I remember saying to her as she walked back into the house, thanks for all your help. And karma hit.
What?
Because all I wanted her to do was open the refrigerator door. Well, she didn't.
You dropped it. No,
and
no.
I opened the refrigerator door, and there was stuff behind the refrigerator door, and Leslie's car was still in the garage. So I'm having to kind of try to shimmy to get this dressing into the fridge and not hit the turkey that's in the fridge as well, or something else it was in there. I can't remember. But as I go to put it in there, the aluminum pan bends. And Kelly, it threw 3 hours worth of dressing work into the garage floor.
No.
And it was like the aluminum foil pan had to go to the bathroom. And it was like all in the floor.
This is like Kevin Malone with his chili on The Office, how he spends all this time on his chili and it drops on the floor. Did you start taking your dressing and putting it back in?
I did.
You did not.
I did. Because I was trying to save some of it.
What? Did it fall on the ground?
Yes, in the garage floor, but not all of it did. So then I'm trying to get a scooper, and I'm trying to scoop it. But this is after I said, thanks for all your help, and she went inside.
It's exactly what you get.
And karma hit. Hitting the floor like that. And I'm looking at it like, what do I do? Because I can't put my hands out and save it, right?
Yep.
And it's all hitting the floor. And I'm screaming. I take that aluminum pan and I start banging it.
No.
It was complete Clark Griswold. I was so mad.
Did she come back out?
She didn't come back out.
I would have slammed the door.
I walked into the house and she's like, "What's wrong?" And I said, and she went out into the garage and Kai followed her and he sees my dressing in the floor and he starts laughing.
He should have.
And then Leslie yells at him and I get mad and I'm like, "What do I do? What do I do? I've spent 3 hours working on this."
So how many people got dressing?
Kelly, I had to go and do it again.
Uh-uh.
I made a second batch of it because I said, "Let's see, it's your dad's favorite and it's my mom's favorite. And if I didn't have that for Thanksgiving, I really don't have Thanksgiving."
Wow.
So being the true humanitarian I am,
mm-mm,
I went back and I made more dressing. 3 more hours of work.
Wow.
Because I am a humanitarian. Actually, when I was in school, I was voted most likely to be a Thanksgiving humanitarian.
Nice.
Did you know that?
I didn't.
That was one of those things. It wasn't in the yearbook very many times, but it was in 1995.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, yeah. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. Monday, December the 2nd of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to...
You're so happy today.
Happy birthday goes out to Lexi Holcomb from Jonesboro, 25 years old today. Shane Fox of Jonesboro. JPD celebrating a birthday. Jeff Gray of Jonesboro has a birthday today. Happy birthday. Sarah Morris of Walnut Ridge is 21. Derek Beasley of Powhatan. Addie Clark from Cherry Valley is 10. Lance Smith, 48 years old today. Happy birthday. Arlie Carrick of Jonesboro turns 12. Lindsey Cooper of Hoxie, 37. Brinley DeFries of Hoxie, 2 years old today. Anthony Knurum is 26 from Oakland. We have Denise Johnson of Whitehall celebrating a birthday. Dana Tussing is 38. And her son Amos will be 6. And he has a twin sister, Tammy, but her birthday is tomorrow. How crazy is that?
That's awesome.
Twin sister,
yeah.
Different birthdays. And Jaden Key of Paragould turns 8 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Aaron Rodgers is 36 today. Of course, Green Bay Packers quarterback. Charlie Puth is 28 today.
Let's do some Charlie Puth, maybe. I love this song right here.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now
that's Charlie Puth with Wiz Khalifa. He's good. Happy birthday to Charlie Puth, 28 years old today.
Rick Savage from Def Leppard is 59 today.
Yep. Savage from Def Leppard. I like that. Rick Savage, 59 years old today.
Britney Spears, happy birthday. She is 38 today.
How you want it to be.
Did you know that Terry Wood used to sing that song on the K-Fine Morning Show back in the day?
I didn't, but I sure would like to hear it.
He did. Happy birthday to Britney. 38 years old today. Like your kids. Your oldest ones are almost 16, right?
Yeah.
Are they fans of Britney or is it before them?
They know Britney songs because of their father and me.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Britney Spears, 38 years old today.
And you know, Brandon, I cannot...
Let me do it.
Okay.
And y'all, today is the greatest day of my life.
Wait, hang on. What about marrying your wife?
Y'all, today is the greatest day of my life.
What about your son, Kai, being born?
It's tied with the greatest day of my life. Gosh. Because on this day today, on December the 2nd of 2019, we celebrate the birthday of my celebrity crush and my new best friend. Happy birthday, Jana Kramer.
I got the first key.
It's her birthday.
She'll get the last.
I have a tribute in my office.
She's got the future.
Sang about me in this song.
How old is she?
Jana Kramer, 36
she
today.
Got the diamond and wedding band.
I got the boy.
I got the boy. And she got the man.
One Tree Hill. We have the Wind Down Podcast. If you want to hear her sing that song and dedicate that to me, it is on one of my Instagram highlights. I have three Instagram highlights. They're all Jana Kramer. My wife is kind of offended by that. She sang this to me too.
Why you wanna show up in a old t-shirt that
this is the one.
Why you gotta tell me that I'm looking good? Don't know what you were thinking, you were doing, moving in for a hug like you don't know I'm coming undone.
You're already smiling.
Why you
gotta,
it's a good day. Wanna make me keep wanting you?
That's where she pointed at me. She keeps wanting me. She sang that in front of my wife.
The one that
she does that every concert.
No, she doesn't. That was special. She told me that.
Did she?
It's a special moment. Anyway. I hereby say today is Jana Kramer Appreciation Day. And if y'all want to really help me out because you want to be my friend, y'all should all tag her on her birthday and tell her you heard it on BBITM. Use the hashtag. And I bet a few of you might. You can tag her Kramer Girl, tag me Brandon on KFIN, and I will be your best friend. And I'll make sure I'm following you as well.
Yeah.
So there you go. Happy birthday to Jana Kramer, who is 36 years old today, as we celebrate Jana Kramer Appreciation Day on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Country music news.
KFIN.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So Brett Eldridge was the best man at his brother's wedding over the weekend. Now, he's been off of social media for a while, almost a year now. And anytime he posts something, he'll post like a Polaroid, but he has been off of social media. So he posted the performance online and he wrote about how the whole thing started. So instead of doing the best man speech, okay, he sang it. So basically he came up with this song just for his brother, and he sang it. It's extremely emotional. It's online. This is what it sounds like.
I woke up in the middle of the night a couple months ago. I was like, you're supposed to write a best man speech. And I was like, screw that. I'd rather write a song. It's called The Best Man Speech.
That when you start a family of your own, I hope your kids run wild like we did back at home. Barefoot in the grass, never thinking we would grow up fast, and then we did. Ever since we were kids skipping rocks, the house on North High Street, I've been working on my heartfelt best man speech.
Anyway, he barely makes it through. It pans to his brother. His brother and his wife barely make it through. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Also on the blog today, Jason Aldean wishes a happy second birthday to his son, Memphis, who my wife says every day, Memphis Aldean is so cute.
He is.
So the post says, happy birthday to my little man today. Hard to believe he is already 2 years old. This kid has brought so much happiness into our family's life over the last couple of years, and I can't imagine life without him now. Hashtag Memphis Aldean. If you haven't seen little Jason, it's a pretty sweet deal. And this is a really sweet post as well, because this kid appears to have a bunch of personality. The Jason Aldean post is up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
If you were on social media over the weekend, I think everybody I know, including celebrities, posted Thanksgiving pictures of family and whatever. So did Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan posted a picture of his whole family on Instagram. It says, "Happy Thanksgiving from this crazy clan of mine." It's really cute. We have it up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And tonight on television, A&E does their first part of the documentary Garth Brooks, The Road I'm On. So if you're a fan of Garth Brooks like we are, you might want to tune in to A&E tonight.
A&E presents.
When you step on stage, you play for them and for you.
The number one solo artist in history.
Music inspires me.
Two-time artist of the decade.
And the people that come see us play inspire me every day.
In his own words.
I'm Garth Brooks, and this is my story.
It's going to be awesome tonight on A&E, and you can watch the full trailer this morning. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I thought I was about to win at bowling last night. We went to hijinks, and we had some friends there with us. Mm-hmm. And Kelly, I counted one of our friends out because Jim is like good at everything. So I was like, "So, Jim, you don't really count in this game.
Okay.
We're not playing against you. I'm playing against the girls."
Okay.
Is that okay? So we were like in the eighth frame. Mm. And Kelly, I was beating my wife.
That's really big time.
I was number one outside of Jim, who, again, I had discounted because he didn't count.
Because your wife's good at everything, too.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm about to win. I had two strikes, one spare. I had a couple gutter balls, but I did pretty good.
Was she letting you win?
Kelly, when she realized I was ahead, she all of a sudden turned into bowling fire.
I get it.
It was like she was kingpin
all of a
sudden.
She would have rather died than let you beat her in bowling.
She came back to win.
That's my girl.
I was so disappointed. But we did get a really cool family pic. We were at hijinks.
It is really cute.
Have
the little Christmas one.
It's not little, though.
It's really cute.
There's like three trees, Santa's North Pole, mailbox, and all this. But one of these trees, I promise, is 14 feet tall.
Well, I wondered where you guys were.
Yeah, it's really cool. If you're on social media, you can go check it out. It's up on my Instagram. I guess it's on Twitter as well. You can follow me on Instagram, Brandon on KFIN.
And I'm Kelly on KFIN.
And again, I ask you to go to my social media and tag Jana Kramer today and tell her happy birthday from all of us, listeners of hashtag BBITM.
Correct.
It'll mean a lot to her. She is a great person, and she is my best friend.
Gosh, would you quit saying that?
And it's Jana Kramer Appreciation Day. And I might see her this week.
Why are you turning red?
I don't know, but I might see her this week. All right. Thank you. Go tweet her at Kramer Girl. Thank you. Jana Kramer Appreciation Day, December the 2nd.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Positive minds lead to positive lives. It's time for your morning motivation on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Monday morning, we pick up the phone. We call Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate. He gets our minds right to tackle a new week. And Eric, especially after a holiday week, we might need a little bit of extra help.
Well, see, I was going into this thinking this is going to be the easiest Monday of all because most of you had your in-laws in, you know, this week, Thursday, Friday, and I bet you couldn't wait till Monday because that means you get to send them back home.
Have you already talked to Brandon this morning?
I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
No, but like I remember as a kid, like, you know, it seemed like the holidays were awesome. You were out of school. Something about being an adult in the holidays, it seems like it might be a tad more stressful.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, Ann and I have even talked about, you know, let's change things up a little bit. Let's like not celebrate Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving, you know, sort of do something a little different. So you know, yes, very thankful. And we actually, we stood in our house with our family and extended family, and my father-in-law prayed for us and had a Bible quote for us, and he actually cried, you know, got, you know, very caught up in it and everything. So you can't replace those times, and to sort of look around and go, hey, it's been another 12 months. We're sitting here, and thank goodness our family, you know, very, very, I can't say just happy. You know, life has its ups and downs for sure, but healthy, you know, nothing major catastrophic happened over the last 12 months. And, you know, again, not everybody can say that, but we're in a better place today. We're growing. We're evolving. We're getting better. We love each other more and more. So it's just a process. There's no doubt.
Yeah, the holidays are a process. That's for sure. That's what I'm going to take out of that.
So let's talk about. So we're into December. So, Hayden looked at me yesterday, and he goes, Dad, is it really December already? So, you know, my 18-year-old, yep, it flies by, there's no doubt. We'll, you know, the year's almost over. So think about it. What have you done this year that you're thrilled to death about? What have you done that you can say, wow, at the beginning in January when, hey, I was sitting here listening to Motivational Mondays, and I said I was going to make this change or this switch or I was not going to be in the same place 6 months down the road, 9 months down the road, 12 months down the road as I am today. I hope and pray some of you have, and I know you do, a list of items that you've accomplished, whether it's one or 10 or 15, whatever it may be. And it could have been just that little mind shift, just that little change, you know, taking a different route to work in the morning, just to see something different, you know, and really open your eyes. But for those of you that go, gosh, you know, I made that list, but I just didn't stay focused on it, and I didn't look at it every single day, and I just didn't make the progress, don't beat yourself up. Number one, I say pat yourself on the back. I don't know how many conferences I go to, and that's one of the biggest things. We're always down on ourselves instead of looking around and going, hey, look what we just did. And the sad thing about the world sort of today is not many other people are going to pat you on the back. So you almost have to do it yourself. And it was funny. I went to one of these guys like, hold up your left hand. So everybody in the crowd holds up their left hand and hold up your right hand. So we hold up our right hand. Then he says, jump as high as you can and give yourself a high five. And we just all fell out laughing.
Right.
You know, how many times have you given yourself a high five?
Not very many times.
Can you say none?
I've missed a lot.
Yeah.
So, but that was so exhilarating, you know, to just be able to do that and go, holy cow, I don't have to wait on somebody else to say great job.
Yep.
I don't have to wait on somebody else to give me that high five, that pat on the back or whatever it may be. And you think about it, you know, when's the last time somebody gave you a compliment? When's the last time somebody lifted you up? It just, in this busy world, these busy times, it just doesn't happen very often. Mm-hmm. And if we don't celebrate our victories, if we don't celebrate our wins, then, you know, that they go by and then, there was just nothing. Hey, it wasn't even worth it. What's the deal? Why did I push so hard? Right. Why did I work so hard on that? And then at the end of the day, it's just sort of a letdown. So make sure you're celebrating your wins each and every single time. Little ones, big ones, it doesn't matter. Pat yourself on the back. When's the last time you got a compliment and you said, thank you?
I'm the worst at that because typically I try to divert compliments into some type of self-deprecating.
And you should just say thank you.
Yeah, that's hard.
Accept it. That's it. You know, so somebody, they walk in and say, oh, my word, you look amazing today. Oh, I just found this on the bottom of my closet floor.
Mm-hmm. Or, oh, I right? feel fat today.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, so Ann did it to me over the weekend. She said something, and I started justifying everything. And I was just like, hey, God, accept it. You know, take that in. So be very cautious and careful about that. And just say, thank you so much. I sincerely appreciate that. And, of course, you want to try to return that favor as well. So quit beating up on yourself.
I love it, man.
You're actually doing very, 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 very well. But the thoughts in our minds, and it's always, we could have done better, we could have pushed harder, and it's so easy to Monday morning quarterback,
yep.
You know, not just football games and baseball games and basketball games, but our lives.
Yep.
So just remember that going in through these holidays. Do not beat yourself up. Have a great time. Look forward to seeing those that maybe you haven't seen in the past 6 months or 12 months. Big hugs, positive comments only, and again, accept the positive affirmations that you're going to be given.
It's Eric Birch with your Monday morning motivation. Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate. Have a great week, man.
You guys too.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So over the weekend, Xfinity basically, I don't know, shocked everybody by reuniting two of the most well-known movie characters of all time. E.T. the Extraterrestrial and Elliot, the little boy. You know, the little boy who put E.T. in the basket and was peddling
Elliot,
the deal?
Elliot.
They're back together for this commercial.
Did you not die when you saw this?
E.T. was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was a young kid, it was my favorite movie.
Stuffed animal.
I had all the stuff. I dressed up as E.T. I was E.T. for Halloween. I looked like E.T. on Christmas.
I wanted to be Drew Barrymore.
She was the sister.
I would always try to dress up my dogs like she would dress up E.T.
Wasn't he the coolest character?
Yes.
Like, you know, the way he would walk in.
His finger would light up and could heal you.
He was playing that little red gimmick. Remember that thing that he pushed the buttons on that we all had as kids?
The speak and spell.
Yeah, he played that.
He loved Reese's Pieces.
He liked beer.
He could make flowers alive again.
He put his finger up and did the whole red thing on the end of his finger.
Sometimes I thought he was a little slimy.
Really?
Yeah.
The first time I remember ever crying in a movie was when E.T. was in the incubator. And because they were going to get E.T.
Don't spoil it, Brandon.
I'm big about that. Maybe I shouldn't spoil it. Okay, so...
How old's the movie?
What was it, like 83, 84, something like that? So I cried during that part
when
they got him, when they captured him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the end...
Horrible.
Still to this day, I would cry.
It's almost like it almost would have been better if he would have died than had to have left and gone away forever. Because I cried, like you, I think I cried and cried and cried. It would go outside and look up to see if, you know, the spacecraft was coming back.
Oh,
I know.
So you think, you're saying at this point this morning, it would be better if E.T. would have just died.
That's not really what I meant.
It's you
not
just
really.
Said that.
It is what I said.
It would have been better if he had just died.
But it's not really what I meant because I think I cried harder when he left.
Right.
Maybe because I knew he was going to come back to life. But when he left, I was just like, what?
Right. But here we are all these years later, you know, 30-something years, 35, 36. I don't know how many years it is exactly. But then they're back together and they're on the couch together.
It was very nostalgic.
If you haven't seen it, we'll put it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog so you can go and check it out. Because, like, I remember this movie. It was one of those movies that didn't even come out on VHS right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it took a while for it to go to home video. It was only in the theaters. And then once it was gone, it was gone. Imagine if movies were just in the theaters and you never got to see them again.
Oh.
Until that big holiday release when years down the road it comes out and people go crazy to go buy that movie.
It's a good one.
I don't know if Kai's seen that movie yet.
He's probably, you need to show that to him.
You think he'd think it looks too old, though?
Of course he would, but just force him to watch it. He'll be fine.
Have your kids watched it?
Yeah.
Do they like it?
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of force him to watch a lot of movies
I
don't really want to watch.
I do. They're going to be cultured.
That's the way Kelly and Joey's parenting is. Oh, we're going to make you watch this.
Normally, they're glad we did.
We don't care if you like this or not.
Watch it.
But if you haven't seen E.T. and Elliot back together, it is pretty cool. And for those of you who are our age or older or who love nostalgia, you can watch it this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Just going through watching the E.T. commercial again. If you haven't seen it, it's up on the blog. It's E.T. and Elliot. Elliot is there with his family. E.T. shows back up and... I don't know, it's pretty sweet.
It throws back some stuff from the actual movie because there's a part in the movie where E.T. and Elliot see each other for the first time in like the corn stalks or whatever that is, and they scream. Well, they see his kids or he sees his kids and there's another scream moment. So it's really cute.
I thought that was awesome. There's also that one scene. I'm not even sure what you call that fencing looking stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like the, it's like X. It's, what do you call that? It's like gardening stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My wife knows what it's called because she wanted to buy it one time. But like E.T.'s out there by that. And it reminds me so much of the early 80s and him doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's cool stuff. If you want to go watch it, it's Elliot and E.T. reunited on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. So Kelly was saying that her family reunited over the Thanksgiving break and they busted out the old home movies.
What's cool is we have gotten a bunch of our VHS stuff transferred digitally. So like you can go in and you don't have to fast forward, rewind or have a VCR or whatever. You can kind of put it up and watch it. So we had on the very first day of Thanksgiving, on Thursday, we had all of my husband's family over. So we're talking about close to 30 people, and we were able to, like you said, bust out some home videos of 20, 30, 40 years ago with people that have either passed on, are still alive, and we got to make fun of them, you know. Yeah. Of course, they were sitting right there.
Sure, yeah.
With what they
the
had on.
The people that were still alive. You weren't making fun of the dead people.
Correct.
Yeah, gotcha.
Correct. So we had a lot of fun with that. But then the next day, my family came over, and we did the same thing. So I'm sitting there making fun of my brother, my mom, my father. So there's all kinds of stuff back in the 80s and 90s, things that we were wearing, toys we were playing with, you know, church songs we were singing. There's all of this stuff, and basically it's kind of a roast fest for our family.
I wish I had some of that stuff.
It's really good. And that's what I wanted to tell everybody, take video of your kids, even if it's little blurbs on your phone, and save it, because it's so important. Like, my dad's gone now.
Right.
He passed away in 2010, but I have all of these videos of him, you know, embarrassing me and my brother, and we laughed so hard, and it was just yesterday all that happened. So yeah. Take video of your kids and your parents and your brothers and your sisters. Take it. Yeah.
Well, it's easy now because it's, for the most part, our phones are right there with us at all times.
Right.
It's not like back, you know, when our parents were doing it or grandparents were doing it, and you had to go carry around a big bag
to carry
the VHS recorder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those, and I remember when they got smaller and I was like, wait a minute, that's not as cool. I like the big bulky ones that were sitting on your shoulder. It's almost like what you would see somebody recording a television show with. That's what our parents or your parents used to carry around.
But yeah, even just go around. And there was a few times I went around and videoed, and I was like, guys, this is not for Instagram. It's not for Twitter. This is just for me to have for years. So I went around and just got, you know, video of everybody. Tell me your name, your age, how old you are. Just so when I'm gone, you know, 30, 40, 50 years from now, they'll have that.
And you'll be the one behind the camera, or did you make sure you were in front of the camera as well?
Well, both.
I was going to say, because what we've realized is, like, we have a ton of pictures of Kai.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of pictures of Leslie and Kai. And there's a ton of pictures of me and Kai.
Right.
But there's not as many of all of us together because we don't take our photog with us on a normal basis.
Yeah.
Anyway, capture the moments, cherish the moments. It is the holiday season, so it's a great time to be thinking about that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip
on Taylor Swift. So she's on the cover of the January issue of British Vogue, and basically the theme is new decade, new style, but she looks very chic. She looks updated. She looks classy. She's got honey blonde hair with bangs. I think she looks probably the prettiest I've ever seen her.
Yeah, she looks great.
But inside the issue, she is interviewed about her role in the upcoming movie adaptation of Cats, and alongside her, she's also being interviewed with Andrew Lloyd Webber, who is the creator of the Broadway musical Cats. But it talks about her stepping into acting, owning what you make, which I think is probably talking about owning her own music. And it talks about her loving the weirdness of Cats. But you can see all of Taylor's British Vogue photos. We have them up on the BBIITM blog at kfine.com.
So Pete Davidson is most known for probably being on SNL and also being engaged briefly to Ariana Grande. He dated Kate Beckinsale. He's now dating Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Pete Davidson is doing a comedy show, and evidently he really likes his new material. So much so that if you go to the comedy show, if you buy a ticket, he is making you sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. And basically what that says is, if you go into the show, you're not allowed to talk about anything that you see or anything that he says or does.
Wow.
Non-disclosure. If you break that, it's going to cost you $1 million. So imagine you go to the show and you're threatened that you can't say anything about it or post anything from it.
I actually have a joke right now I'd like to read.
Don't do it. It's $1 million. Anyway, that's what's up with Pete Davidson.
Gotcha Gossip on the Pussycat Dolls. So they're back. Over the weekend, they performed together for the first time in almost 10 years on the UK version of The X Factor. So all of the original members, or five of them, were there, including Nicole Scherzinger. And they sang a melody of their hits. Here's what it sounded like.
Where's all my pussycat dolls? Out there tonight.
Baby.
Ooh, baby. We just want to say we love you.
Her outfit actually reminds me of something I wore over the holidays.
Well.
See, I know you like me.
Just kidding.
Happy holidays, Joey.
I know you do. That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you.
I did love this song. Did you like it?
It was a fun song, yeah.
I gotta get to the hook. Here. That's really what I'm waiting for, is the hook.
Uh-huh. The hook.
Hitting the back of your mind, I know you should be. Where's all my ladies at?
Come on, Kelly, scream.
Don't you wish you'd go through me?
But sources are saying they may even have a new album come out next year. So I know you'll be all over that, Brandon.
That's good news right there. What? You're making that weird. I'm just happy to see groups come back together. First it's E.T. and Elliot. Now it's the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We hope you guys survived the holiday season so far. We still have another month of it. And family comes back again.
Yes.
So just a heads up, they're coming back. When you said goodbye, that's just like seeing a couple weeks is really what that means.
Yeah.
We were doing the Thanksgiving I'm thankful for stuff.
So you go around in a big circle and let everyone know what you're thankful for?
Kelly, I've hated stuff like that since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a kid, I didn't know what to say. You know, like when you're an adult, you kind of have an idea. But as a kid, you just don't know.
Yeah.
So, oh, well, thankful.
Food and clothes.
Yeah, so this year at my mother-in-law's house, we started with Kai. So he has all the pressure, right? Or maybe it's none of the pressure if you go first.
Yeah.
And it starts off, he says, I'm thankful for my parents and my games and my dogs and my grandparents. And he's got a whole list of stuff, right? My father-in-law is thankful for his health, even at his age, that he is relatively healthy. My mother-in-law started crying and was thankful for family and people being together mm-hmm. and just a better holiday season than before.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was thankful for me and for Kai and just, you know, overall happiness. And legitimately, at the family dinner table, I said, I'm thankful for Jana Kramer.
I got Brandon.
Thanksgiving!
She'll get the list.
It's a true story!
She's got the future.
Leslie, I'm sorry.
And I got the past.
I'm not thankful for family.
I got the classroom.
You're thankful for your new best friend.
She got the
I'm thankful for work. Are you kidding? It's work. I'm thankful for Jana Kramer.
I hope it rains.
It's also her birthday today.
Also, National Appreciation Day for Jana.
Yeah, it is.
And I hope it comes.
So, and I've seen people do this already so far today. I'm asking people to go to my post on social media and tag Jana Kramer and let mm-hmm. her know that you are celebrating alongside of me.
Yeah, there's several people that have so far. It's going to be a great birthday for her.
You can go to my social posts, use the @KramerGirl on Instagram or on Twitter and let her know that I love her.
You can also apologize to her for Brandon.
You can, no, don't do that because that'll make me sound like a loser. Don't do that.
You've already done that there,
I'm
buddy.
Not a loser. She sings songs to me. Jana Kramer Appreciation Day. I'm Brandon Baxter in the morning. I've already posted multiple tributes.
It's true.
What? This is where she points at me, y'all.
Sit down.
So you can go to my social media and tag me and Kramer Girl and let her know that you heard it this morning on the radio and that we all love her.
Especially you.
So on my Instagram and on Twitter, you can follow me, Brandon, on KFIN.
And I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Black Friday was Friday. Did you guys go out to any stores and shop?
No, the only thing I did on Black Friday was get up and take my son to practice from like at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
And the traffic for me at 10 o'clock a.m., which, you know, it was still going on. What time did it start?
Like, oh, people were there probably at 5 o'clock in the morning,
right.
6 o'clock.
But it was still, I was like, okay, man, this is too much for me.
Really?
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people went out on Thursday night, and I talked to people who went out on Thursday night, and they went to multiple different places, and it depended on where people were going. Some people thought it was just as crazy as it always was, and some people were like, hey, it wasn't quite as busy. What we found out, though, is Black Friday was a big day for online shopping. Now, they call today Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people did their shopping online on Friday, and they say $7.4 billion were spent on Black Friday, the highest total ever online.
Wow.
So, and that's before today.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking today they could spend, people could spend $9.4 billion.
Do you have some items on your list that you will be trying to purchase today?
Well, I did go through and do a little bit of browsing over the weekend. Because here's the deal. There's places that you can go, and a lot of our local businesses have online stores.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're doing deals, so go check them out as well, you know? I know a couple of the boutiques my wife follows. Yes. She's like, we need to go here because they're doing a sale.
For sure, yes.
But anyway, so I was looking at some video game stuff.
That's basically what we will do online, or the video game stuff, because we have, my whole family is everybody's a gamer but me.
Right, and Kai has certain games that he wants, and there were some games legitimately that Kai had asked for that were 50% off. Like, they're $60.
Really smart. Yeah.
Something like that. And that, you can buy them for $30 mm-hmm. over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I haven't even looked to see what they're going to be today, but a lot of people will be doing that online mm-hmm. shopping today. We did go out. I said we didn't go out on Friday, but I lied. We just didn't go to a video game clothing type store. We went to buy something for the house. And I was told if I bought this, I was going to be like the king of the weekend, the favorite person. And let me just tell you, that's a lie. Because what happens is you get led to believe that life is going to be great if you buy somebody something. And when you buy it, they then find another reason to be upset about something.
Wait, isn't that marriage?
David, if you're listening, let me give you a heads up. I know you're about to get married in June.
But wait.
They're going to tell you. No, because you guys do this. Girls do this. And I think it's mainly just y'all. No, basically, if you do this, it'll be so great, and we're going to be so happy. It's just what I ever wanted, blah, 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 blah. So I go out, and I buy a new dishwasher. Stainless steel on the inside. It's nice. And it's quiet. It's like less decibels.
Okay.
And I'm told, that's going to make me so happy, blah, 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 blah. And within 10 minutes, there was something else to be aggravated by from my wife. So my going out on Black Friday and mm-hmm. buying a stupid dishwasher didn't end up with any extra praise.
Mm-mm.
You believe me or don't believe me? Because you know what happens. It's almost like you're looking for reasons to stay angry. I am going to give my wife sessions with Eric Birch. She needs motivation. And that's what she's going to get. Because, honey, I bought you a dishwasher over the weekend.
I hate to know what you're going to get.
Merry Christmas! Got you a dishwasher!
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Brett Eldredge has been off of social media for almost a year now, but he's back. And I don't know if he's back for good, but he's back because he was the best man at his older brother Bryce's wedding over the weekend. And instead of doing the best man speech, like the whole speech,
yeah,
he sang it to him. He actually wrote a special song for the occasion. Here's what it sounds like.
I woke up in the middle of the night a couple months ago. I was like, I'm supposed to write a best man speech. And I was like, screw that. I'd rather write a song. It's called The Best Man Speech. That when you start a family of your own, I hope your kids run wild like we did back at home. Barefoot in the grass, never thinking we would grow up fast, and then we did. Ever since we were kids skipping rocks, the house on North High Street, I've been working on my heartfelt best man speech.
So Brett Eldredge, Best Man Speech. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Also on the blog today, you can check out Jason Aldean's post to his son, Memphis. Memphis turned 2 over the weekend. Jason Aldean says, and I quote, "Happy birthday to my little man today. Hard to believe he's already 2 years old. This kid has brought so much happiness into our family's life over the last couple of years, and I can't imagine life without him now. Hashtag Memphis Aldean." And this kid, he's adorable. Like, he's really cute. And you can check out the birthday post from Jason Aldean. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Luke Bryan posted a picture of his family for Thanksgiving, just like I think everybody else I know did.
Yeah.
But it's really cute. It's his whole family, his wife, his kids, extended family. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And tonight, Garth Brooks takes over my television as Garth Brooks, and the documentary, The Road I'm On, is on A&E tonight.
A&E presents.
When you step on stage, you play for them. And for you.
The number one solo artist in history.
Music inspires me.
2-time artist of the decade.
And the people that come see us play inspire me every day.
In his own words,
I'm Garth Brooks, and this is my story.
It's going to be awesome. Part one is on tonight. It's Garth Brooks, The Road I'm On, and it's on A&E. If you haven't seen the trailer, you can check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Happy Monday, everybody. Today is Monday. It is December the 2nd. It is also Jana Kramer Appreciation Day.
I got the first kiss.
It's her birthday.
We've been appreciating her all day.
She's got the future.
She's my best friend.
Wow.
I don't know if you know that. She is my best friend.
I don't know if she knows that.
Well, that's beside the point,
sure.
Kelly.
Okay.
We're best friends at this point.
Okay.
Great communications. We're great communicators together. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I celebrate Jana Kramer like I have for 6 years now.
You
but
have.
It's different because now we're friends. This is beautiful.
Tell me I'm making this up. That this ain't for real. Take me back to the night I could feel like I was enough when love was just blind.
This is a good
song.
So basically, she's been wronged by a dude, and she doesn't want to know the truth. Just tell me lies and make it up. Make me not realize how bad this is. That's good, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
New song, Good Enough.
The one that you fight for, the one that
you're good enough for me, Jana.
I wanna be.
What, is that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Should I tell her she's good enough on social media today? You're good enough for me?
You should, yes. Hashtag yeah. Good enough.
Are you daring me to do that?
Yep.
Because I think I might do that. Anyway, Jana Kramer Appreciation Day. It's all over my social media. You can follow me on social, Brandon on KFIN.
I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Don't forget today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. It's available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, basically anywhere you can get mm-hmm. podcasts, also on the website as well, which is kfine.com. And Kelly Perry. What's on TV tonight?
Monday Night Football. We have the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Minnesota Vikings.
Thank you, Lizzo.
Then we have The Voice, the top 10 perform. So we would like to wish Mary Beth Bird luck tonight.
Yep.
The season premiere of The Great Christmas Light Fight on ABC. Part one of Garth Brooks, The Road I'm on A&E tonight. Tonight's schedule also includes All-American, 9-1-1, Black Lightning, Prodigal Son, and The Good Doctor. Also, Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Brad Paisley.
All right. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.